Halloween to view the crow.
Come, that's on our top 10 list. Number one on our charts. That in spite of what we have displayed to the world, you know the real us. And we're so thankful that every time we stand behind this desk, it is our prayer that you might use me, allow me to decrease, that you might increase. Save someone today, encourage another, and when this time is done, we'll give your name the praise and all of the glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Bless God. Happy Mother's Day to the folks who are virtual, amen. Thank God for Sister Bernetta Ellis. I know who's watching always. She is our spiritual mother. We start calling her moms from day one. We thank God for her love for this family, and we love her. Open your Bibles today or your devices to 1 Samuel, first chapter that's in the Old Testament. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Amen. 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel. You'll find before you these words. Verse number 10, in her deep anguish, Hannah prayed to the Lord, weeping bitterly. And she made a vow, saying, Lord Almighty, if you will only look on your servant's misery and remember me and not forget your servant, but give her a son, then I will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life, and no razor would ever be used on his head. Down to verse 27 and 28 says, I prayed for this child, and the Lord has granted me what I asked of him. So now I give him to the Lord. For his whole life he will be given over to the Lord. And he worshiped the Lord there. I want to preach this morning on this Mother's Day morning from the sermonic title, A Prayer, A Promise, A Praise. There are not enough adjectives to describe the person that we call mother. Mom. Mama. Big mama. They are accepting and amazing at the same time. Brave and beloved, caring and cherished, devoted and darling, patient and protective, mama, honest and helpful, stern and supportive, wise and watchful. And there are many more you could add to the mama list. Amen?
Amen.
Fellas, we got a list, but it's not our time yet. Amen. That's coming in June, amen? But I do think back often to my beloved mother, Doris M. Tooten. What a joy she brought to the family. She was a praying mother. Yes. And she would often tell me by way of long distance. Some of y'all too young to remember when you had to put a dime in the machine. They would say, you got another minute to go. But in the later years, she would let me know, oh, some of y'all country. Mama told you to keep a dime on you in case you got in trouble. That was before cell phones. I may as well back it up for a second. Keep a dime on you just in case you need to reach someone. But she would say, son, I am praying that God will crown you with knowledge and with wisdom. And she prayed that prayer over and over again. And I'm yet the recipient as I try to gain knowledge. But most of all, to gain wisdom. In most cases, becoming a mother is a choice. It's a miracle, really, to bring a new life into the world. And for those of us brothers who witnessed it, it is something to behold to see God bring about a brand new life. In the text this morning, we meet one by the name of Hannah. Hannah was one who was barren. She could not bear children. And in that day, you were looked upon with a side eye if you could not have children. But Hannah prayed to God about her situation. In fact, she prayed for almost 20 years. Can you imagine praying for something for 20 years? What about 20 minutes? What about 20 seconds? Because sometimes we are impatient. But her prayers were personable and they were powerful. She did not pray just to be praying, but she was specific about her prayers and did not mind praying anyway. Amen? To God be the glory. And she was misunderstood. People assumed because she prayed that way that she was either drunk or crazy. Folk may say that about you. You always praying somewhere. Going on break, you're praying. Over your meal, you're praying. Can we just eat? But bless be the God today. God is so good. Isn't it glad to know that some mother is praying over you and praying for you? I'll tell you the story. I'll never forget, you know, some of those Sunday evenings heading back to college. I would kind of get a ride with one of my buddies. And we'd be on the road. And Mama said, please call me when you get there. It wasn't but 84 miles. I said, okay, Ma, I'll call you. She wanted to make sure I got there safely. Not that I passed driver's ed and I could drive so good, but mother's prayers, they carry weight and they go the distance. Hannah prayed without ceasing. She would not give up.
That's right.
Have you ever given up in prayer? I mean, let's just be honest this morning. You prayed about it and prayed about it, prayed about it. You forgot about it, you prayed about it, you forgot about it again. And then before you knew it, God had answered your prayer. Hannah refused to take no for an answer. So I asked you to stop by this morning on this Mother's Day to pass along a few reminders. And they relate to a prayer, a promise, and a praise. Verse number 10 really arrested me because I look at every word in the text. It says, in her deep anguish, Hannah prayed to the Lord, weeping bitterly. That describes someone who was not on a Sunday morning just saying, can I pray? But she made this work that all of her person was involved in this prayer. It was an intense prayer. A prayer that was filled with emotion. She was heartbroken. Hannah was bitter. She was deeply hurt. She was greatly distressed. She was very upset. How can that be, Reverend? If we know God is on the main line, tell him what you want. But have you ever prayed a prayer that you just really kind of got an attitude with God about it?
Yeah.
Oh, you can go ahead and say amen. Yeah. We prayed. We said, God, are you not getting this? Did you not hear me correctly? I'm coming today because here's my need. But the old song says he may not come when you want him to come.
Yeah.
How many folks can say he's right on time?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hannah shed many tears over 20 years, and it's through her tears that she kept asking. Through your tears and through your disappointments, what a witness. Keep on asking the Lord.
Yes.
Don't give up. And she did not.
Yes.
Matthew 7:7 reminds us, ask and it shall be given.
Yes. Yes.
Seek and you shall find.
That's right.
Knock and it shall be opened unto you.
Yes.
Anybody ever knock lately on doors of heaven? Say, God, I just really just want to come back and believe that you can do this. Oh, well, we can go ahead and be honest today.
Yeah.
Everybody got something that you're afraid about.
Right.
Amen?
Yeah.
And every morning is a part of your regiment.
Right.
To pray for that thing, to pray for that person.
Yeah.
To God be the glory. Won't he answer prayer?
Yeah.
Oh, Hannah had no problem praying.
Yeah.
She wanted a son. Very specific. Now, Lord, anyway, you bless me, I'll be satisfied. No. We ask for specific things when we pray. But she prayed a prayer that dealt with a promise. Verse 11. And she made a vow, saying, Lord Almighty, if you will only look on your servant's misery and remember me, and not forget your servant, but give her a son. Then I will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life. And she goes on to say, and no razor will ever be used on his head.
Yeah.
That's relationship. I'm Hannah. Don't you know me, God? I'm your servant. You gotta talk to God that way sometimes.
Yeah.
Lord, this Tim Tootin. Down here in Baltimore, I'm your servant.
Yeah.
Not that I'm trying to make a deal, but there's a promise connected to the prayer.
Yeah.
And so all of us say, Lord, give me that and I'll be thankful. But what are you going to do with the answer?
Yeah.
Oh, God, that thing will preach all by itself. Okay, you want something, and God is going to give you it, but then what are you going to do as a result?
Yeah.
She made a vow that if you give it to me, I'm going to give him back to you.
Yeah.
That could be a word all by itself. Give that child to the Lord.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
I know. You've done all you could do, but just give him to the Lord.
Yeah.
The Lord gave you that son or daughter. Give him back.
Amen?
Amen. Yeah, just give him back. That could be a good children's day and a good adult day.
Yeah.
Give that child back to the Lord.
Amen.
She was serious in her prayers.
Yeah.
James 1:6 reminds us, but when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind. A promise connected to a request. What you gonna do when I answer? She made sure that there was a promise. And she said, listen, that I will not cut his hair. We're talking about no afro. We're talking about hair down. She meant this symbolized a devotion to God. You remember Samson?
Yeah.
Long hair, the strength was there. And so she was very specific about, here is what I'm going to do if, when you answer my prayer. Did I lose you there? I want you to realize that, yes, we're praying, and yes, God will give us an answer, but you ought to attach a document to the prayer.
Yeah.
You ought to attach a promise to the prayer. Amen?
Amen?
God, if you give me a word, I'm going to speak the word. Well, speak it then. Speak it any way you go, just speak the word.
That's right.
God, if you give me, you bring me out, I'm going to tell somebody. Go tell somebody then what the Lord has done for you. Amen?
Yeah.
So don't be afraid to say, to this prayer, there is an addendum. Ah, I like that. Praise be to God. And so that, I believe, is what Hannah did.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was not just this promise and this prayer, but there was also a praise.
Yes, yes.
Verse 48 says, "So now I give him to the Lord. For his whole life he will be given over to the Lord." And he worshiped the Lord there. So I guess you figured by now, you TV watchers, that it happened.
Yes, sir.
Okay? She got a boy.
Yeah.
And his name is Samuel. And the name means God has heard. Oh, Lord.
Oh.
Hallelujah. That's the boy. I'm just naming Billy. I'm just naming a name just to be naming him. But in that name is answered prayer.
Yes.
Samuel means God, you heard me.
Yes.
Is there a Samuel in your life today that represents something that God has done for you and you just labeled it? Hallelujah. Blessed be the God today. And his name is Samuel. God had heard her prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to be a mother to know that God will hear your prayer.
Right.
Just trust and never doubt.
Right.
He will surely bring you out.
Yeah.
But hidden in there, it said that, and he worshiped the Lord there.
Huh.
I said, oh, wait a minute. You mean, in other words, when it happened, a praise party broke out, that little Samuel and them started praising God.
Yeah.
That on the back end of what you asked for, on the back end of the promise, there was a praise. Because he missed that in the text if you're not careful.
Yeah.
He did what? He worshiped the Lord, not down the road, but he worshiped the Lord right there.
Yeah.
When has God answered your prayer? And when he answered, were you all shy? Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
At least the Father God, thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, you might have been somewhere and the phone call came in. Glory! Folks think you crazy because you got the answer. Now, I found the answer and I found it in prayer. My Lord, how is it? And when the answer comes, you got to figure out who it is.
Right.
Mother Rose will keep you guessing. But when God blesses you, you know it's God. Anybody know what God has done? Woke you up this morning and started you on your way. It was God that did it. Wasn't your education and your connection, but God did it. Did God not do it for you? Well, you're looking at me funny this morning. Has God ever done anything for you? Well, my God, you want to do what? You want to worship him. Worship him at the place in which he answers you. Well, thank you, God. It was right here. It was right here. It was on a Thursday. And he worshiped him there. Jeremiah 32:27 says, I am the Lord. The God of all mankind, is there anything too hard for God? Don't answer too quickly. Is there anything too hard for God?
No.
I don't know what God has given around to.
Yes,
no, is there anything too hard for God?
Yes, sir.
Anybody know today that there's nothing too hard for God?
Yes.
That God specializes in the hard stuff.
Yes.
God deals with the difficult stuff.
Yes.
The God I serve says, I got this. You don't know when it's going to happen, but thank be to God today. Anybody know that God will show up at the right time?
Yes.
And it will cause you to praise him?
Yes.
Even when you don't want to. Only you know. Anybody don't know your business? Now let me tell you what he did for me. Brought me out the muddy fields of Florida. Yeah, he did. He brought me from a mighty long way. That's the God that I serve today.
Amen?
And only you know. And so you ought to take a moment even now and just praise him. Just to praise him for that prayer he did. Don't wait. I say, I'm going to wait for Monday. No, no. He's going to bless him right now. I will bless the Lord at all times. His plans to continue to be in my life. Ah, thank be to God for that thing he just did. Go check your cell phone. Go check your email.
Amen.
If it comes to, just believe God today and walk in faith. What he do today? Well, I got to let you go. That's Mother's Day. Somebody might have dinner on. But Hannah never stopped praying. She didn't say, appreciate it. Get my boy out of here. See, you don't want to be here. No. She kept praying.
Yes, yes.
Even though God had given her her desire, she didn't do this.
Huh.
And we got to keep praying even after God answers our prayer. And the Bible says that God blessed Hannah with 5 more children. Samuel has some friends and family to ride in the minivan now. And 3 sons and 2 daughters. But when I think about God, our Heavenly Father, He only had 1 son. You know where I'm going with this thing, don't you? Huh? God sent His only begotten son. And you're praying for a son, and He's given you a son. Oh, glory. I like that. Aren't you glad today that He's given you that son God sent?
Yeah.
His son. In case you don't know, they call Him Jesus. And the hymn runner says He came to heal and forgive. He bled and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is here to prove that my Savior lives. And because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know, don't you know? And because I know, not that I've heard, and because I know He holds the future, and life is worth the living just because He lives. Aren't you glad today that the Savior lives? Hallelujah, He lives inside of you. Ah, He lives. Aren't you glad He lives? In the rising of the sun, He lives. In the going down of the same, He lives. God is not dead. He's yet alive. Those things, I feel Him in my head.
Yeah.
And I feel Him in my feet.
Yeah.
And I feel Him all over me. Do you feel all tender?
Yeah.
I feel like going on. Because God has been so good to me. And He continues to answer my prayer. All I got is a prayer and a promise and a prayer.
Yeah.
Ain't got no bonds and stocks readily available. But I got God. And won't God bring you up? And won't God keep you from seen and unseen danger? Can I get a witness today? All I got is a prayer. And I got a promise. But thank God I got a praise. Hallelujah. Blessed be to God. What you holding?
Woo! Go ahead, Sam.
Prayer.
Yes.
What else you got?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Got a promise somewhere here.
That's right.
And what else you got? I got a praise.
Yes. Yes.
Praise you.
Yes.
So God be the Lord. What is the word of God today? It's all we have. Praise you. Jesus. Yes. He's worthy to be praised. Aren't you glad?
Hallelujah.
And that's why I can say yes. Because He said yes. More than 2,000 years ago. Oh, you mean that one? I got it. And he kind of messed up a little bit. I can cover it. Is there a yes in your spirit today? Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. To the depths of my soul, oh, yes, Lord, completely, yes.
My soul says,
come on, let's say it again. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Because of what you've done.
Yes, Lord.
Commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ, and you realize that you're one of His children. You can go to Him like that. If you don't know Him, the prayer He wants to hear is, Lord, save me.
Yes.
But when you're in relationship,
yes,
you can go to God and pray. And He will showed up answered. Not like you want it to be. Not with your spin on it. But he knows. The Bible says all things work together for good.
Yes.
To those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose.
Yes.
Whether you're here today in the house, whether you're watching, it's my assignment as ambassador to tell you about Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Amen?
Yes,
Lord. Not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And it's through that relationship that he saved me.
Amen.
And made me a brand new me.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Father, we come in the name of Jesus. If there's one in this house who does not have a relationship with you and never said, Father, come into my heart, I believe that you sent Jesus and he died and he rose again. God, if they have not prayed that prayer, may they pray that prayer today. I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. And what we're glad about is you're still in the saving business.
Yes,
pandemic didn't shut you down. Economy won't affect you.
Yes.
You're saving from the uttermost, from the guttermost. We thank you, God. Save someone today, we pray now. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Let's pray a little bit of that. I will trust you when your spirit. You may take your seat.
With my whole heart
and my answer,
and my answer will be yes.
Any yes spoken there?
I'll say yes,
yes
to your will. Oh, I'll say yes,
yes.
I will trust you.
Who wears 25 hats is working on some things for our mothers, and so she'll give me the eye soon. But just want to take a moment to just certainly thank you for all that you do by way of giving.
Yes.
Worship is giving.
Yes.
Tithes and offerings make a difference, and we thank God that whether it's one piece of paint, it's progress.
Yes.
We got a door painted this week.
Yes.
And the entrance got painted. Amen. Somebody coming next week. Amen. So thank God. We'll in the real future show you kind of what we've done. Many of you were here from the very beginning on the parking lot. But blessed be the God today. Thank you for your tithes and offerings. And thank you for your building fund contributions. They have made a difference. We thank you. Whether it's $1 or whatever else you want to give. I'm not a pastor who will pressure you on what you are. It is your money. So whatever the Lord tells you, to God be the glory. And because of that, we have some new envelopes. Ink's still on them. Amen. Building fund. And or you can put your envelopes. And many of you are kind of high class. Y'all are online givers. Amen. I was talking to my sister this week. She said, I want to cash out you. But I don't know what I'm doing. I said, you said it the right person, man. I said, I'm just trying to get some help. I don't know what to do with her. I'm here to call. She says she sent something. Y'all laugh at me like that. Please be sure to see Minister Washington, Tony Yo, and to see Michelle, because I think we're getting close to the couple's night. I'm not sure how many spots are left, but they say it's going to be fun. I'm going to be here. Amen. And also, there you can sign up at back for the Sights and Sounds, the trip to see David. And you can also see them and stop by the table as you leave. Amen.
Yeah.
All right. Wife, did I miss anything? Oh, I got a prayer. I got a prayer with the offerings. Now, is there something for our mothers?
Yes.
Oh, they were supposed to feel surprised when I tell everything?
No.
Mothers, because we love you so much, when y'all leave, we got a little something for you. Amen?
Amen.
Come on, let's stand and look to the Lord even now. Father, we do thank you for all that you've given to us.
Yes.
And we thank you for the ministry of giving.
Yes.
We ask even now that you might bless every gift and bless the giver.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory,